My dear friends, this is Dominic Saul of Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. It's amazing the things that God's speaking to me and the things I'm trying to get to the public, the things some of you are already hearing. Some of you are hearing this for the first time. The last two meetings, these last 2 days we've been talking, it's been kind of heavy. So let's jump to Romans 8:15. For the spirit which you have now received is not a spirit of slavery to put you once more in bondage to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, the spirit producing sonship and the bliss of which we cry, Abba, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Sonship. That's what we want. We want the sonship. In these last days, the children of God, the sons of God, are going to be revealed. The Bible says there'll be the manifestations of the sons of God. How will we know them? The scriptures say, because we'll know them because they walk in the Spirit. Right here it says it. We did not receive a spirit of fear. And that's what I've been talking about these last 2 days. God does not give us a spirit of fear. True love drives out all fear, the Bible says. And he's talking about the love of God. And he's not talking about, I love my cat, I love a dog, and I love a vicious dog, and because I love the dog, and a dog bites me, I'll have no fear. It's not talking about that stuff. But that's talking about is that we understand who Abba Father, Daddy God is. He's not a mean God. He's not a cruel God. He's not a nasty God to his children. He's not a dysfunctional God. His Spirit has come to live inside of us. His Spirit, his Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, comes to live inside of us, is going to guide us through all things, and he will give us the grace that's sufficient through all circumstances if we have this relationship. But I'm afraid that so many people do not have this, really, this type of relationship. It's superficial. It's like all the couples who live together today, they won't commit to a marriage. Oh my, and a lot of people are not committing to Jesus. It's what's convenient. Oh, help me, Lord. They have a convenient relationship with Jesus Christ. Oh, is that what you have with your girlfriend or your boyfriend, a convenient relationship? I'm sorry, that's not what God's talking about in his scriptures. He's talking about a bride that's madly in love with the groom, Jesus. We are the bride. Jesus is the groom. We are sold out. The Bible says that we have counted the cost and we paid the price, and now we have become the children of God. Abba, Father, is Daddy. God has become our Father. He can't become our Father until we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. He may be the creator of everybody, but he's not the Father of everybody. He's only the Father when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. Now, I'm just praying for everybody right now in Jesus' name that you just begin to pray like you've never prayed before. Pray for yourself. Pray for your family. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for everybody that they will have a more intimate walk with Jesus Christ in these next days, that they will begin to talk to the Holy Spirit. They'll be able to communicate with the Holy Spirit, that they'll be able to hear the shepherd's voice. My Bible says we'll know the shepherd's voice. That they'll start a walk like that, that's what's going to change their life, and then they will start to hear exactly what God wants for their life. This is an incredible part of it, because when you have this close, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ and Abba Father and the Holy Spirit, you never have to wonder about what you're going to do, what you should do. You know almost instantly what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do. There's no question about it. You don't have to ask anybody, is this sin? Does this sin hurt my relationship with God? You know it the minute you do it. There's no games. There's no head games involved with this. There's no magic, and I hate to use that word, but sometimes I think there's more magicians out there than there is prophets. In Jesus' name, this is Dominic Sola. Please email me at goodnews@gate.net. Love to hear from you. I'm going to pray that you get a relationship with the Holy Spirit in these next days, that you get so many questions answered. Abba, Father, Daddy, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor in Jesus' name.